أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وإنك لمن المرسلين. This is the last ayat of the Supara, the second Supara, and also the last ayat of this instance of Talut and Jalut. Allah Ta'ala says all this, that Allah Ta'ala is narrated to us in the Quran Sharif of this great incident of history, is Tilka Ayatullah. They are the ayats of Allah Ta'ala, the signs of Allah Ta'ala, and the narration of this whole incident, Natluha alayka bilhaq. Hum tujhko sunate hai, theek theek. And we are reciting it to you and informing you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, directly, and in turn the whole ummah also, until the day of Qiyamah. And whatever Allah Ta'ala is narrated of the various incidents of the times of the past are all bilhaq, that is 100% correct. These incidents have been narrated in the Torah and Injil also. They have been narrated in other historical books also. But what the Quran Sharif has narrated is 100% true. And that is a clear sign also of the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif and of the Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was not present at that time. And yet he presented the facts 100% correctly, as though one is seeing it with his eyes. And not only of the incidents of the past, but even what is going to happen in the future. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told up to now, all that came out 100% correct. And not only all that, but all matters relating to man, to the universe, to the earth, etc. For example, the formation of the child in the womb of the mother. The Quran Sharif explained this in many places. And only now science have discovered, they say they discovered it, but they realize that exactly as the Quran told, that is exactly how the child is formed in the womb of the mother. So all these matters Allah Ta'ala has explained with absolute truth. And in that is the clear sign of the truthfulness of the Quran. And whatever the Quran has told us about the life of the Akhirat, the life of the Qabr, etc. And also the truthfulness of the Risalat, the Nabuwat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever he said, what has been proven till now, 100% correct. And so it will be for all matters till the day of Qiyamah, till Jannat and forever in Jannah. So on that a person should realize and make his yaqeen 100% according to the Quran Sharif. And all the teachings of the Quran Sharif, that is all about Allah Ta'ala, about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about Akhirat, about Jannah. And we should not exchange our beliefs for things of this dunya, that we give preference to the dunya, or that we want peace in dunya even at the cost of the truth being compromised. Not only being compromised, but that it is changed, the truth is changed. The teachings of truth are changed into falsehood, and then still we are told to be tolerant, that is accepted. Accept all the falsehood. That can never ever happen. Allah Ta'ala has maintained the truth, and the truth will be. And people will get divided. Fortunate are those people who stand on the side of truth and stand for truth. Unfortunate are those people who stand on the side of falsehood and want to keep up the falsehood. And this is very clear to see, like you look in a mirror and you can see exactly how you are. If there is any dirt on you or anything, the mirror will tell you. The best mirror to look in is the Quran Sharif. We look in the Quran Sharif, we can see our condition very clearly. Look in the Hadith Sharif and we can see our condition very clearly. So that we should consider all the time, that which side are we on, the truth or on falsehood. وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ اور تو بے شک ہماری رسولوں میں ہے. And undoubtedly O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you are from amongst our rasools. And one of the major aspects of every rasool was to make jihad in the path of Allah. That is always falsehood rears its ugly head in different forms. Whether it is calling towards dunya's education, towards peace with the people, even at the cost of the truth being compromised, that we must tolerate and we must accept the falsehood, or whether it is in all different types of life coaching, therapies, etc., all this falsehood will always appear. And that Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and every Nabi, and Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam is Khatamun Nabiyin. No Nabi will come. So his mission and his mission of jihad will also remain forever. And this is the system of Allah, that falsehood will raise its ugly head, and then Allah will choose people to crush that falsehood. And this has happened always. And as even in the ayats in front and the previous ayats, Allah said, if that was not there, then for the truth will be vanquished, will vanish from the earth. But Allah's system is that He's always لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق, that they will always be there and Allah will choose them and they will stand up. Whether they will fight that falsehood with their pen, with their tongue, or with the sword, in whichever way, but they will always be there to fight it, and the true deen will also always be there. So that whoever wants the true deen and wants to reach Allah Ta'ala in the correct way, the true deen will always be there. It is just a matter of looking for it and we will find it. There is no need for any confusion or that I don't know who to follow. It is very clear who is on the truth and who is going towards Allah and who is inviting towards dunya and who is inviting towards the things of this dunya. It is very, very clear. And any person who wants the truth, he will see it clearly with his eyes. And then it's just a matter of following it. So this is the proof of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that always there will be people who will stand up for the truth, and they will be those people, لا يخافون لومة لائم, do not fear any criticism from any side. In fact, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, when a person, the ulama, if they are afraid people will criticize them, people will talk bad about them, that is a clear sign of hubbe jah. That is, they want popularity and they want to be popular. So those who want to be popular, they will speak the language of the people and make the people happy, and they will not oppose the falsehood. They won't stand for the truth. But that is, in this dunya, the consequence in the akhirat is very, very severe for them in the akhirat. So a person must not worry about criticism. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali himself says about him, when he came to find out people are criticizing him and talking bad about him, he says, I became happy, and that was a sign that I'm on the truth. When the people of falsehood find fault in me and they criticize me, that's a sign that I'm on the truth and I'm not here to please people. I'm not here to talk the things which will please the people or things that will keep the peace. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was also offered to keep the peace, and that he must not speak against the idols. But he said, put the sun in my right hand, put in the moon in my right, the left hand. I will never give up this mission. The truth, I will proclaim it, and in spite of all the odds. And in Makkah Sharif, Muslims were very weak outwardly. They had no power, no say, but he did not resist and desist from speaking the truth in any way. He maintained it all the time, so much so that he was forced to even leave Makkah Sharif. But he did not leave the truth. The truth he carried on speaking all the time. And this is necessary for every ummati, that we must stand for the truth, look for the truth, and follow the truth. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even if it was close family people, he left them, his own uncles, his own uncle who supported him so much, but he was not on the truth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not have anything to do with him. So we should see whoever it is, even if it is close family people, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاءُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ, even if it is your parents or your brothers. And the ayat in front, Allah Ta'ala says all the things. Allah enumerates 8 things of this dunya. If they are more dearer to you than the deen of Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then wait for the severe punishment of Allah Ta'ala. It will come. So we must not be considerate of people, even family people. Even if family ties have to break for the deen, the greatest tie is the tie of deen and not our family tie. So much so, Allah says that even your parents, who are the most important, but وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, even if your parents tell you to do the things which are against deen, don't follow your parents. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا, look after them, be kind to them, but don't follow their wrong thing. وَاتَّبِتْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ, and follow the path of those people who come towards me and who incline towards me. So on this beautiful and very important note, the second supara is completed, and we will only benefit if we take lesson. Not just that we hear or we speak about it, but we bring it in our lives. Then we will get the benefit of the Quran Sharif. And if we are just there for barakat, then it will only be barakat, but the reality and the essence won't come into us. So we must surrender ourselves to the teachings of the Quran fully and completely. Then we will get the truthfulness coming in us, and the truth, though it is bitter, but the end fruit of it is extremely sweet. And falsehood is very sweet at the start, but the worse bitter it is at the end. And a person suffers the consequences terribly when he follows on the falsehood. May Allah accept and forgive us, and all give us tawfiq of practicing on the Quran Sharif. SubhanAllah.